was.
We've seen some online discussion as well indicating that perhaps ivermectin is useful in this case, but we have not seen any research that shows that ivermectin is an effective treatment for hantavirus, and that's what we know at this point. So just to reiterate, as we said yesterday as well, based on what we know, based on the dynamics of this outbreak, based on how it is spreading and not spreading amongst the people on the ship, the people who have disembarkated as well, we continue to consider the risk as low for the general population. It's moderate for those on the ship. And we'll be following this closely. And we don't mean following this closely remotely. We actually have colleagues who are in the Canary Islands and we'll be working directly with Spanish authorities to have the smoothest process for the people on the ship and for the people of the Canary Islands as well.
Okay. So A, I feel it's very likely that she is responding to one or both of us. That the idea that there's online discussion of ivermectin needs to be tamped down immediately, which is...
Because you think that the discussion of whether or not ivermectin would treat hantavirus was largely restricted to your and Mary Tally Bowden's tweets.
I looked for other large discussions.
I'm just filling in what you're thinking.
That's why I think so. Mm-hmm. But in any case, A, very interesting that ivermectin is going to be a touch point. Shouldn't the WHO be agnostic on this point until we have something like a decent study that addresses the question?
I haven't seen that video before. That video, that's the first thing I've seen in all of this that does remind me of COVID. Because that language, that I think we have not seen any evidence. No, we have not seen any research suggesting that ivermectin can treat hantavirus. That's not how you know what is likely to be true in science. You don't wait for the entire process to have happened and for it to have hit the journals. That is not how we do this. And like, I can't believe we're here again.